Mia, her eyes wide with awe, asked, "What must we do, luminous allies? How can we protect the enchanted forest from the Goblin King's darkness?" The leader gestured to the crystal bloom.
"The ancient rites are woven into the fabric of this magical realm. To unlock their power, you must attune the crystal bloom to the elements once more. Let the essence of earth, air, fire, and water flow through you and into the crystal bloom."
Lady Catherine spent much of yesterday in the organization of a recovery celebration. It was a sight to behold, mainly because the attending guests, all three of us, were a sight to behold. Under usual circumstances, Lady Catherine experiences a biannual cheeriness, which usually results in a large gathering of friends who are welcomed with open arms, treated with warmth and generosity, and then dismissed in high dudgeon a day or so later. Hugo turned and looked at him.
"Where are you going, boy?"
the man said. "Where are you going, man?" returned Hugo. The man looked at the cat in astonishment and laughed, wondering that his ears could play such tricks.
"At my age," he thought.
"At what age?" retorted the cat. Once more, he dreamed of flying, soaring, only this time he was with his swift friend and they were on their way to Africa. When he woke, the first thing that he saw were a pair of Erin's sparkly pink fairy wings. Not the ones she currently wore at home, but the ones from when she was only tiny and first knew her true life's calling. "I wonder," thought Alfred,